Welcome to Ozone on Z Digital, where you hugged around the earth with art, music and culture embracing the world. Let's live! Ozone Thursdays, 7 p.m. on Z Digital.
Listen to Z Digital.
Thanks for listening for Triple Z. We are here at Datum Park, Serbian Festival. And look who I found today. Our own star, for Triple Z star, Jack Crnjanin. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Billy. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Can you tell us how you're enjoying Serbian Festival today?
Yeah, I've only been here for maybe an hour or so, but been around, seen the food, seen the performances they've had on offer. Really, really good stuff. And you can hear it two or three blocks away where I'm living now. It's awesome fun. It's a fantastic event they put on.
Is this your first year at the festival?
I believe it is, yeah. I've been to similar style events quite a few years ago now. But in more recent times, this is, I believe, the first one that I've been to, yeah.
Do you know how to dance?
I do, yeah. So I would have learnt out at either Ross Street Church up here or out at Wakel Church. So I'd done probably more at Wakel, but that was quite a long time ago now. That was towards sort of 2007 or 8 times. So I was going to dancing perhaps once a week, I'd say. It's been quite a while since I did, but I probably still could if I tried to give it a go.
So would you dare to do one little dance?
I probably wouldn't want to make too much of a fool of myself in public today. I reckon if I maybe went along to Ross Street or Wakel a few more times, I'd probably pick it up and try and get back out there maybe, yeah.
Wow, and what's your favorite food from the festival?
The Čevapi sausages, 100%. It's either that or the donuts that they've got on the other side of the festival. Always a huge fan of the donuts, covered in that sugar. Oh my god. The Čevapi sausages, you get the bread, you get the salad. It's a good time, 100%.
Oh, thank you so much. And now while we got you here, we can also ask you about show. Jack is also an announcer and he's hosting a couple of shows. And can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, sure. So on Triple Z, I've been involved in a few different shows. The ones that I've been involved in the past, one was on Z Digital. It was a pop-up show called Pop-Ups Enabled, sort of talking about media and about culture and about how we sort of discuss media and culture. That was a very sort of like short run that ran through the month of April and the month of July. And I learned a lot on that show because when you're producing a show by yourself from end to end, it's incredibly time consuming. On the FM station 102.1 FM, I was on Queer Radio. I started there late last year and I've only actually just left that show due to sort of like time conflicts, I guess, in my life now. But I'm also still on Zed Games every Wednesday night from 6 till 7 on 102.1 FM or around the country on the Community Radio Network. Zed Games, we're doing reviews, interviews, covering the world of gaming every single week, Wednesday nights on Triple Z.
And something I haven't told you before, while I was doing a merch on the Sonic Masala Festival, I had a few ladies who said that their favorite show is Zed Games.
it's always so surprising to hear that people listen to the show and really enjoy it. When we're in the studio, we're all very focused on making sure that we make a good show. We're always like, okay, you got to make sure that we sort of discuss and take apart the news topics and provide that analysis for audiences and make sure that we provide as much of a sort of holistic look on a game or an event or something like that. We can get very caught up sometimes in the studio, and so we don't always think, oh yeah, there's people around the country that are listening to this, not only in Brisbane, but because it's on the Community Radio Network, people hear that all across the country. And so it's always very disarming and very humbling to hear that people appreciate Zed Games the way they do.
Yeah, and before that you were telling us you did lots of YouTube videos, and what was that about?
Yeah, so I've been kind of tossing around a lot of YouTube stuff since 2009, probably. I started doing a few sort of how-to videos with game consoles that were around then. In more recent times, I've done stuff sort of interviewing game developers and interviewing friends of mine about sort of old games that they loved. And even more recent than that, I started working with New Game Plus as a TV show down in Melbourne on their Channel 31. And I'd been doing sort of, feature stories, doing interviews, doing reviews for that TV show. And it's ridiculous to think I've only been doing it for a year, because it feels far longer than that. It's been really interesting to have both sides of both television and radio, seeing how to sort of the best way to convey meaning to audiences in a way that they're able to sort of take away what they need from that.
Yeah, sounds great. And from our listeners, we heard that you are a very entertaining announcer and they enjoy your show. And so our listeners are curious, what's your favorite style of music? What music do you like?
That's tough. The thing about my music taste, they've kind of not really been there up until I had started with Triple Z. I hadn't really thought much about music. I'd just be like, yeah, listen to a lot of like Japanese or Korean pop style music, a lot of like soundtracks from games or films that I'd really enjoyed. But when I started at Z, because of Z's sort of like quotas, we need to pay attention to local artists, female artists. I only at that point did I sort of start picking up, you know, what awesome talent we have both locally in Brisbane and then a little bit more broadly within Australia. And so it's been awesome kind of picking up on new artists that I'd never heard about before and sort of running with that. And some of the ones that I can't stop listening to at the moment are New Navy what's the other one? New Navy, at least from Sydney, and then locally in Brisbane, Jungle Giants and The Last Dinosaurs are some of the artists that I've been having an absolute blast with over the last few months.
Yeah, what a great talent, what a great Brisbane local talent. We are hoping you can come one day and have an interview on Ozone Z Digital. It would be so amazing to catch you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd 100% love to come on. If you'd have me 100%, it's always a matter of trying to juggle all the responsibilities that I've got with New Game Plus on Channel 31 and then Zed Games and then the sort of more full-time work that I've got as well. But I'm always excited to talk about the stuff that people want to hear about, whether that's games or culture or music. 100% I'd love to have on if you'd be willing to have me.
Yeah, that's amazing. And just the last question. You were born here, but your parents came from two different countries. So can you tell us which ones? And how do you feel? Like, where do you belong? You are Aussie, but...
Yeah. So my dad, his parents were Serbian and Belgian. And then my mum's parents were Italian and Australian. In terms of the sort of culture that I've taken away from that, it's difficult for me to say because I haven't actually left. I haven't been outside of Australia. I've only ever actually been in Australia. I fly often down to Sydney and Melbourne for work, but I've never actually left the country. So in terms of my sort of cultural background, I just sort of run with what I've been given. It's always the one thing that people always get caught up on is the last name, of course. You said earlier, Jack Srinjanin, most people would read it as Krinjanin or Krinjanin. And so that's usually where it's like, oh, where is that from? Where are your parents from? And so that's where the spiel usually comes from. But I'd absolutely love to visit more parts of the world in future to sort of see where all of this has come from.
Yeah, I hope, because I interviewed Milanko before and I played his interview on 4ZZZ, Milanko Crnjanin. And I hope listeners hearing me a few times, they will learn your surname. They will learn how to pronounce it properly.
Yeah, it will be a process, I imagine. It's always... For people that aren't so familiar with perhaps like, yeah, Serbian names, I imagine, they see the four consonants at the beginning, C, R, N, J, and they're like, that's the J silent, right? Krinjanin? I'm like, no, that's not. Don't, no. Hopefully at some point people will be like, yeah, I understand what this is, but in the meantime, I've been going online as cringeworthy and cringy for a while, putting that extra I in there so it's easy for them to wrap their heads around. And I imagine that I'll be doing that for a little while to come.
Thank you so much, Jack. Thank you, our big local talent, multi-talented. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, Billy. Enjoy the rest of the festival. We'll be right back.
sights, but I feel like I've seen them all. I could be floating, I could be falling, but it's not the kind of thing we can talk about. It's not the kind of thing we can laugh about. It's not the kind of thing you can do without. But it's everything, it's everything. I could be in heaven,
could be in heaven.